Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
A big old thank you to the University of Auckland and a warm welcome to Phyllis Ohini AJ.
Yes.
In here from the Liggins Institute. A research institute in the field of medical sciences and stuff like that. Is that correct?
Yes, it's an independent medical research institute located at the Grafton campus.
Nice. Now, you are researching into the impacts of gestational diabetes, which is diabetes which happens during pregnancy, on mothers and their babies. What inspired you to focus on your area of research and the link between gestational diabetes and mental health issues, particularly depression and anxiety?
So my background is a medical doctor, mm-hmm. and after that I've been working a lot in public health, mainly focusing on maternal and child health. And I think recently the big emphasis has been on mental health and well-being. So I've been attracted to the area for a while now. And when I got the opportunity to come to the Liggins Institute, I was very intrigued with a project that would allow me to combine my expertise in maternal and child health and also my interest in mental health and well-being. So that's how that came about.
Could you explain the biological mechanism by which gestational diabetes may contribute to mental health problems like depression or anxiety?
So that's a very interesting question, actually, because it's understandable that when you get a medical complication in pregnancy, such as gestational diabetes, you'd be worried about your health and your baby's health. Mm. But recently we've been discovering that there is actually a biological link which may exist between high blood glucose levels and poor mental health. So I'd explain that a bit further. When you have high glucose levels, it causes inflammation in your blood vessels. Mm. And studies have seen that some of this inflammation actually occurs in the brain blood vessels. So it mimics what would happen if you actually had depression when you have high blood glucose levels. So it shows that there is a shared pathway between high blood glucose levels and poor mental health. Additionally, when you get diabetes, sometimes how your insulin doesn't work as well as it should. And studies show that insulin is very necessary for good brain function. So that's another pathway that could be contributing to depression and anxiety when you have gestational diabetes.
What does current research suggest about the relationship between brain inflammation and mood disorders?
So they have similar shared pathways. Mm. So if you have inflammation going on within your body and your blood vessels in the brain also get inflamed, that affects your mood and causes poor mental health.
Okay. What are some of the psychological factors that might contribute to mental health issues in women with gestational diabetes, aside from the biological changes?
So some of the psychosocial factors, one of the key ones that has been described a lot in literature is social support. Because when you are pregnant and you have an added complication, then you need a lot of social support to be able to take you through that pregnancy and even in the postpartum period after you deliver. So having inadequate social support is one of the key factors, and also lower socioeconomic status, because that affects your access to healthcare, including mental health care as well.
Mm. How common is depression or anxiety among pregnant women diagnosed with gestational diabetes? And how does this compare to women without gestational diabetes?
So we did research where we looked at women who had gestational diabetes from 10 hospitals across New Zealand. And in that particular cohort of women who had gestational diabetes, we had about 1 in 4 women reporting any poor mental health, and we define that as any of anxiety, vulnerability to depression, or poor mental health in terms of daily functioning relating to your mental health. So among women in diabetes, with gestational diabetes, up to one in four women report poor mental health.
Oh, my goodness. Now, given the rising incidence of gestational diabetes in Aotearoa, do you believe the healthcare system is doing enough to address both the physical and mental needs of these women?
Yes, the healthcare system is having some constraints, as we all know. So I think the idea is not so much looking at what the healthcare system is not doing, but encouraging that we should be more proactive in trying to improve both physical and mental well-being of mothers. So I would suggest that we screen for poor mental health among women who get gestational diabetes. So that's quite a straightforward questionnaire where you are checking to see the woman's mental well-being in the last 7 days. Mm-hmm. And something like this, I think, can be easily included in the care of women with gestational diabetes, which could go a long way in identifying women who may be at risk.
Looking forward, what are the potential long-term impacts on both mothers and children if health issues related to gestational diabetes are not adequately addressed during pregnancy?
Good question. So women who get gestational diabetes have both short-term and long-term adverse outcomes, which relates to the mother herself and also to the baby. But when they get gestational diabetes and in addition have poor mental health, we've realized that this also causes complications for mother and child in both the short term and the long term. So in the short term, we have complications including high blood pressure during the pregnancy, which we term as gestational hypertension. And sometimes when the baby is born, we've also noticed that they have very fast, shallow breathing, which we call neonatal respiratory distress as well. And also in the postpartum period, if the mother is suffering from poor mental health, studies show that there is poor maternal coping responses and even bonding with the infant in the postpartum period. And children who are born to mothers who have gestational diabetes also may have long-term problems, including having metabolic disorders similar to that is seen with high blood glucose and sometimes obesity and even sometimes poor neurodevelopmental disorders as well.
One last question. What changes or improvements would you like to see in the way pregnant women with gestational diabetes are screened for mental health issues?
So we've noticed that not all women have the same risk for gestational diabetes and even for poor mental health among women with gestational diabetes. Sometimes women who are of non-European ethnicity seem to be at a higher risk. In my study, women of Pacific ethnicity were at a higher risk for poor mental health. So I guess the recommendation is to target women who may be at risk. And when these are ethnic minorities, then they're recommendation is to make sure that this is culturally appropriate care that is being delivered to these women, which would also mean these women would be more keen to access that care. So that is one thing I would probably recommend.
Excellent. Hey, Phyllis, thank you so much for coming in for Ready Steady Learn this morning. Big shout out to the University of Auckland and all the best for your research.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.